When Jemmy the second, not Jemmy the first, with vexation and poxes and impotence cursed, saw the good cause must end, which so well he began, swore the church, since he could not, should get him a son. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down. To work went the church on her majesty's womb, by her true representations, friars from Rome. But they well warmed her true Catholic metal, they never could make the meat boil in the kettle. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down. But since it was determined an heir must be got, no matter from kettle, from pan, or from pot, in metals fertile the old Jesuit's clan produced a brave boy from a brass-warming pan. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down. But old England, quite harassed with papists before, the brat being spurious would sure bear no more, but with little Will's help kick the spawn of a friar from out of the warming pan into the fire. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down. For many a year has the bastard been nursed by Paris and Rome, who engendered him first. And now they have sent to promote their old plan the son of a brass-warming pan. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down. O Britons, reflect why you drove out the one and dread the same evils or worse from the sun. Quick to Paris or Rome, make your perkin retire, or we're out of the warming pan into the fire. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down. Sure, Scotland remembers the direful fate when they succored the warming pan's father of late. How many to Tower and Newgate were sent, some heads were cut off and too late did repent. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down. May all be served so that takes up the cause, for Rome or the devil make daily applause. Let's firmly unite in the Protestant case, drive pretender to the devil, keep King George in his place. Derry down, down, hey, Derry down.